A1AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Brought to you by Pratt Pest Bartlesville, American Heritage Bank, the Osage Region, Bartlesville, Pahaska, Barnstall, and Peter's True Value. If you have something you want to buy, sell, trade, or even give away, call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Our consumer calls rules are quite simple. We will not accept business advertising, licensed or running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, mattresses, and used bedding. Consumer Calls is on the air Monday through Friday from 9:10 till 9:30 and Saturday from 9:10 till noon. If you didn't get a chance to tune in, just log on to our website at bartlesvilleradio.com and go to the on-demand button. Click on the Consumer Calls link and click on the day you want to listen to. We post a week's worth of Consumer Calls on our website so you can listen to the day you missed. Consumer Calls is also sponsored by ABS Performance, CM NR Development, ITT Village, Bartnet IP, and Gusher Car Wash. Once again, the numbers to call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. And good morning, and welcome to
Consumer Calls. Each Sunday morning at 10:30, be sure to listen to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3 for the Lutheran Hour. Brought to you by Redeemer Lutheran Church in Bartlesville, the Lutheran Hour will lift your spirits and bring you closer to God. Redeemer Lutheran Church invites you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are at 8:15 and 10:45, with Sunday school at 9:30. Enjoy the Lutheran Hour Sundays at 10:30 a.m. here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
And now, good morning. Welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, those numbers, 918-336-1400, toll-free, 1-800-749-5936, items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here on Consumer Calls. And I am here till 9:30 and taking your calls. Wide open lines right now. Get in before time slips away. It does have that capability of clicking away. Right now, our time is 9:14, and our phone number is once again 918-336-1400, toll-free 1-800-749-5936, and I'm looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, we can talk about those. We can talk about fundraisers for your church, school, club, or any kind of organization you belong to. That's nonprofit. We'll talk about that. But right now, I think I'm going to be talking to Phil, who just popped in. Phil, what's going on?
Unplanned.
You're glad?
Unplanned. How about a free giveaway on your show today?
Unplanned.
Would that
sure.
be good for you?
I think that'd be an excellent idea.
All righty. We've been talking about one of the most talked about films of the year. The gripping true story of one woman's journey of transformation in Unplanned. Have you seen that?
I have not.
There's the disc. It's a Blu-ray with and has a digital copy. Anyway, this is one woman's journey of transformation in Unplanned. Believing in a woman's right to choose, Abby Johnson counseled thousands of women as she rose to become one of the youngest Planned Parenthood directors in the nation. Until the day she saw something that changed everything. Own Unplanned now on Blu-ray and DVD. And we do, I have one copy left here. And let's give it away to which caller? Just
well,
whoever calls first or third or...
Let's just do a little contest.
You okay?
Yeah, let's do the fourth caller.
Fourth caller?
Yeah, fourth caller.
Okay, fourth caller. Gets a copy of Unplanned, which you'll need to pick up here at our studios. I've seen it myself. It's an excellent movie. And if you win this, make sure you watch the extras that go along with it.
I always love the extras.
You'll learn some stuff, and it has actually the Abby Johnson is on there. And so it's a good flick. It might change some of your thinking.
Okay. So it's Unplanned, based on a true story on Blu-ray that Phil is giving away. What She Saw Changed Everything is subtitled there on the front of it.
We'll make it caller number four, 918-336-1400. 336-1400, is it ringing yet?
It is ringing.
I will go out there and grab, or you want
to... Actually, you can go to grab, and I'll go to a commercial break. We appreciate it, Phil. Thank you. And with that, I'll be right back.
Fridays are for winners this summer at Cherokee Casino Ramona and Cherokee Casino South Coffeeville. Win your share of $100,000 in guaranteed cash prizes each Friday in June, July, and August. We'll have a $2,000 cash drawing at each property on Fridays at 9 p.m. Then join us the last Friday of each month for a $10,000 cash drawing at one property and a $5,000 second chance drawing at the other. Plus, play a kiosk game daily for a chance at $500 cash or extra entries at Cherokee Casino Ramona and Cherokee Casino South Coffeeville. See One Star Rewards Club for full rules and details.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Complete whole home wireless music system that can be controlled from a desktop computer, a laptop, tablet, or a smartphone.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206. That's 918-327-9206. The Audio Video Doctor.
Heat advisories for northern Oklahoma and southern Kansas. Still pretty hot and humid today. Highs this afternoon into the mid-90s between 93 and 96. The heat index at 105 to 109 in some locations. South winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. By the afternoon and early evening, there will be a few thunderstorms attempting to develop or move into the area. Downburst winds would be a possibility. Tomorrow morning, 71. A high tomorrow of 86. And another chance of storms Thursday night and Friday morning. For the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm NewsHour 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for that weather update. It is 79 beautiful hot degrees out at 918, and you are listening to Consumer Calls. Hopefully, Phil will be back in with the decisive winner there for the unplanned Blu-ray disc, and we'll let you know more about that. Right now, I'm looking for your consumer calls at 918-336-1400, toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising. License to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And it's a win-win situation. Garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales. We'll talk about those. We'll talk about any fundraisers for your church, school, club, or any kind of organization you belong to, that's nonprofit. We'll talk about those. Anyway, no calls have come in yet for consumer calls, but there's still plenty of time. Our time now, 9:19. Coming up, we have our Oklahoma Energy Report brought to you today by ABB Total Flow. And then right after that, our doggone report. So with that in mind, I'm here till 9:30. That takes about 4 or 5 minutes, so plan your calls if you're going to be calling in to air your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Right now, though, I believe we are going to go ahead and go to our Oklahoma Energy Report, brought to you today by ABB Total Flow. The Oklahoma Energy Report is being brought to you by ABB Total Flow.
It's a fast-paced world out there, and ABB knows it. ABB Oil and Gas has become a world-class supplier of measurement, automation, and analytical solutions for the oil and gas industry. ABB will be adding process gas chromatograph manufacturing to Bartlesville in 2019 and is looking to hire now. Specifically interested in talent from Siemens. From wellhead to burner tips, ABB's oil and gas products are solving customer challenges across the globe. ABB remains a loyal company with a commitment to the communities in Bartlesville and surrounding areas. For more information, visit abb.com/careers.
Still on the plus side. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag. For the third straight session, the price of the U.S. benchmark crude saw a rise on Tuesday, while the global benchmark Brent rose above a psychologically important level. Part of this was driven by the expectation that after two straight weeks of increases, today's weekly report from the Energy Information Administration on U.S. crude inventories will show a decrease. If that isn't the case, or if the drop is less than expected, that could put a damper on things. Also of issue, the price spread between U.S. crude and Brent crude has narrowed. And if that continues, the advantage U.S. oil has enjoyed as a discount oil to Brent begins to disappear, meaning less demand from overseas buyers and more oil for the U.S. market to absorb. The NYMEX September crude contract rose 0.2% on Tuesday, ending at $56.34 a barrel. The global benchmark Brent was up 0.5%, closing above the $60 a barrel mark for the first time in a week, ending at $60.03 a barrel. The weekly report on U.S. natural gas inventories comes out tomorrow. The NYMEX September natural gas contract rose a fraction of a cent on Tuesday, finishing at just under $2.22 a million BTUs, as energy traders are betting the heat in much of the country will have an impact on natural gas supplies, as natural gas is the number one electric generation fuel, and air conditioning in some parts of the country is working overtime. The latest item identified as a possible tool that could be used to disrupt the reliable flow of electricity: chargers for electric vehicles. A new study by New York University researchers found that if hackers hit about 1,000 EV charging points in the New York City metro area, they could destabilize the electric grid for that area. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
The Oklahoma Energy Report has been brought to you by ABB Total Flow.
And we are back with more of Consumer Calls. Congratulations to Dave Warner. He received he was the fourth caller for that DVD, Unplanned Video. Congratulations. Hope he likes it. Anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls. I have open lines, but right now, I'm going to go ahead and go to our doggone report.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And it is time for our Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on our report, you can go to our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab, then click on the Doggone link, and you can see everything there. And if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. You can submit your information, and you can even upload a picture. Now, enter it once, because it does not automatically go to the website. So just enter it once. We have to go in there and manually manipulate it to go to the website, and that's where that lies. But if you don't want to do any of that, you can call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can still email me, Sharon, at BartlesvilleRadio.com with that information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can and get it all taken care of for you. Now, on report, we have a couple of dogs that have been found. They are both brown and tan mastiffs, and they are males. They're not wearing collars. They were found in the Woodland Park area, and they just showed up at this guy's house, and he has them in their air-conditioned garage with water and food, I'm sure. He knows that there's somebody out there is missing them because they're beautiful little dogs. If these are your dogs, call Philip at 918-397-4372. And that's a look at our Doggone Report for today.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And you are listening to Consumer Calls, K1 AM, 1400 AM, and FM 93.3. Our time now is almost 9:27, and I still have time to take a call, a show, if somebody wants to call in with their items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or what they're looking for. No business advertising, licensed or running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. 9:27, 79 degrees out, and Consumer Calls is on the air. And like I said, I'm looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away to air on today's edition of Consumer Calls. And it's hot out there. It's going to get hotter. I think tomorrow, though, we're going to experience maybe some thunderstorms. We don't know. We kind of have that in our forecast, but that might cool things off a bit. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising, licensed or running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. Just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and close out our program just about a minute early. But don't worry, I'll be back in tomorrow to take your consumer calls. Same time, same station. With that, go out and have a beautiful day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Airbrushed is an understatement. When you start looking into the post-work that's done on these images today, they really are creating works of art. They are not actually reflections of real people.
The standards for beauty in today's culture are so unrealistic, as Jesse Manassian explains on this Focus on the Family Minute.
And so as girls, when we're feeding on that gateway drug, as you put it, Jim, it does launch us into an idea of what beauty is. And we have that desire again as girls to be beautiful. And so in our over-sexualized society, when we see that beauty is equated with sexuality, that does launch us into portraying ourselves as more sexual, which then we're getting attention from guys, which then leads to the things that you mentioned.
Right, things you shouldn't be doing until you're married.
Developing a healthy body image can help you recognize your worth and give you the confidence to make better life choices. Learn more from Jesse at familyminute.org.
And good morning and welcome. We are with a one-on-one with the pros, and it's a little bit more of an extended version of our community connection, because today we're going to have some fun. In fact, we are going to go out to the fair, and good morning and welcome aboard. And of course, this is on Facebook Live as well, and you can tune into that on our Facebook page. We have Shannon Adcock, the chairman, and Christy Hattelstead is a member with the Washington County Free Fair. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, whenever I hear fair, I just say good time. Because the fair is always something to see. There's always something there that's going to take your attention, and it's going to perhaps give you an idea of maybe the world's changing just a little bit. And in that case, this year, we are doing some changes. I think STEM is being added to the fair this year, correct?
Absolutely. This year, we decided on the theme of STEM, mm-hmm. science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It is a very hot topic in today's society, and we want to show everyone that the fair is not only about livestock, it is about anything that you can do in today's world. So we want to make sure that everybody is aware that we have a lot of STEM activities mm-hmm. That they can be involved in.
That's science, technology,
engineering
and mathematics. It's all down to math, it really is. And Christy, it is also about the ag projects as well, too. And tell us a little bit about what we can see on the ag side.
Well, you know, a traditional side of the fair, you're going to see the livestock shows. You're going to get to bring those kids out that might not have the opportunity to get up close and personal with a sheep or a goat or mm-hmm. The cattle, chickens, pigs. We've got them all there. The 4-H and FFA kids will have their projects that they've been working on all year and be exhibiting those. So kids can come out, you know, and it's a great opportunity for kids like our 4-H and FFA students to uh-huh. share about their projects with the public.
This is really good. It's educational. It's kind of like, you know, a free fair for your mind. You can really see a lot that's going on. And now, we've been going on for how many years? 100 and some?
This is
going
to be the 105th
Oh, yeah.
Washington County Free Fair.
And once again, that is up there at the fairgrounds in Dewey.
Correct. We hope that everybody comes up and sees all the wonderful changes that are happening. We've got fresh paint on the outside of the building.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
got new air conditioning inside. So we hope that everybody comes out and has a really great time.
I can vouch for the air conditioning because we had our auction up there last month, and it was hot on the outside, and it was on the inside. It was
yes.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, this is really something neat. I was talking with Christy earlier. Where I come from, we had the agricultural fair, and we had the livestock shows and everything, and we had some other attractions that I really wish hadn't been there. We've kind of cut that out with this fair, and this is a really something that you can bring the whole family to and no worries.
Absolutely, and it's completely free. There are, you know, food is available for
sure.
a charge, but all the buildings are free to come and view. All the animals are free to come view. All the concerts, the shows, everything is free to the public.
Now, Christy, you and I were talking about this. This is your first year with the fair. What drew you to become a member and be more actively involved with it?
Well, I have a vested interest because I have a child that has been active in the 4-H program.
Great.
And obviously the fair is her opportunity to exhibit and, mm-hmm. and showcase her work that she's done. I've been involved and then I somehow got nominated and appointed by my friend Shannon to help me out. And
you miss a couple of meetings. You get volunteered for a whole lot of stuff,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
There's the one word in life that I don't know very well, and that's no. But regardless, it's something that I believe in. I believe that our kids learn valuable lessons from this, mm-hmm. as well as our community. There's educational opportunities there for our community members.
Now, when this started out 105 years ago, none of us were around, but it started out as a pretty good idea for, livestock exhibitions?
Correct. And I want to make sure that everybody is aware that this is not mm-hmm. only for 4-H and
no,
FFA.
No, it's open.
This is open to the public. So if you are a canner and you want to come display your canned goods, we have a canned goods section. If you sew, if you knit, if you do needlework, if you grow flowers... if you have a garden, we have open categories for pretty much anything that you do for you to come display your exhibits and win some money, take home some prizes.
And those blue ribbons.
Exactly.
A lot of ribbons. I'd like to be that concessionaire. But this is really good. This really harkens back to a simpler time, but we're also ushering in the future with the STEM exhibits as well.
Correct. And Christy has a lot of booths that are going to be available to interact with.
Let's go ahead and give those folks their just due.
Awesome. Well, Tri-County Technology Center obviously is going to, they have a very great program with robotics, engineering, those types of things. They're going to come out and have a booth. The Bartlesville Mayors for Monarchs and the Bartlesville Garden Club will also have an exhibit. The Washington County Master Gardeners, Independent Science and Technology Center, Bartlesville Public Library, Daughters of the American Revolution, Gary Deckard, who is well-known in our community that makes the ropes and grinds the corn out back, he'll be there. We have our children's barnyard out in the back that we have baby animals. We've got baby chicks that'll be hatching, all kinds of donkeys.
Oh, now that's just not fair. Everybody's going to be there now because all the kids are going to say, I want to see the baby.
That's right. Come on.
I know how that works. I had three daughters.
And then they want to take one home.
Yes, they do.
The Washington County Cattle Women's Association, the Bartlesville School STEM classes are going to be participating, bringing some of their things that they have resources there, and then Washington County 4-H and FFA chapters and clubs as well, those kids will be.
Now, I was mentioning earlier in the green room, it might be a bit warm, but yeah, we're going to see those little blue jackets out there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now, how long does the fair, when does the fair start and how long does it run?
The fair starts, it's open to the public September 5th, 6th, and 7th. We open daily at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You can come out and view the animals at any time or walk through the exhibits inside. Entry day for the fair, for the indoor exhibits, is going to be September 3rd from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then we are going to have closed door judging on Wednesday, September 4th.
Wow.
And then again, it's open to the public the 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Wonderful. Now, I understand that this fair's got a proud history. 105 years, as I was telling, it's a good start.
Yes.
And it's got a bright future, too. And especially now with the fairgrounds being kind of revamped. This is really something.
Yes, it is. It is a great community outreach this fair is. We hope that everybody comes out and enjoys what is happening in Washington County.
Now, is there a possibility that someone can take their prize-winning exhibit onto the Oklahoma State Fair?
Here in Washington County, you know, as far as the open divisions, and usually our people exhibit at Tulsa State Fair.
Oh, okay.
But you can exhibit in Oklahoma City State Fair. Mm-hmm. One of the, as far as the 4-H and FFA exhibits go, those kids usually go to the Tulsa State Fair. So in the 4-H division specifically, any first place there moves on to the Tulsa State Fair.
Very good. I forgot. It's a lot like a lot of states that have some size. There are usually ones in different parts of the state. Of course, we have the Tulsa State Fair that's 40 minutes down the road, as opposed to maybe 2 hours and 40 minutes down the road to OKC. But both are great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you got to go to the main course here, which is, of course, the Washington County Free Fair.
Absolutely.
Now, how do folks get their exhibits entered? We talked about, entry dates, but do they have to call someone? Do they have to go online? How do we do that?
No, they can just come in on Tuesday, September 3rd from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Just show up with your exhibits. We'll direct you to your department. You'll fill out the entry tag, and you're entered.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Now, if the weather starts getting a little skittish, we've got plenty of shelter there.
Absolutely. We have lots of covered barns, and everything, all the indoor exhibits are indoors.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, the grounds are pretty well maintained, and everything seems to be in pretty good order. So I'm not thinking that at this time of year, especially around September, we're going to have to worry about, you know, a whole bunch of thunder, lightning, and tornadoes and stuff.
It is Oklahoma.
And anything can happen. If you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes.
Right.
Is what I've been told. It'll just get hotter.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else we need to know about the free fair? We've got plenty of information here.
Absolutely. You can go on our Facebook page to get the full schedule of events that are happening each day. Uh-huh. You can also go out to www.courthouse.org and print any of the forms, the fair book, and see the schedule out there.
All right. Very well. And you said that we're going to have the food trucks and things like that out there for folks to take a nibble as they walk around from exhibit to exhibit?
Yes.
As well as we have some longtime standing
concessionaires
that maintain the kitchen. And so on Thursday, the Copay and Aggies Booster Club, they will be serving. They're going to be serving loaded baked potatoes with briskets. And at night, they're going to be serving barbecue brisket sandwiches. Both of those comes with sides and a drink. On Friday, the Washington County 4-H Parent Volunteer Association mans the kitchen. We'll be doing chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, dessert and drink. In the lunchtime, and then we'll be doing ribeye steak sandwiches with sides in the evening. And then on Saturday, the Bartlesville Indian Women's Club does Indian tacos. So those are the established meals, but the awesome community draw that we hope that will bring some more folks out this year is our Saturday night. And I'll let Shannon talk about what we got going, Shannon.
Saturday. Yeah, on Saturday night, starting at 5:00, we're going to have a free hot dog feed. Thanks to RCB Bank, they have donated the hot dogs for us, and American Bank of Ramona has donated the bottled water. We're hoping to get some sides and things like that. But we want everybody to come out, spend the day with us Saturday, and then stay for the concert, let it ride that night, and free hot dogs.
Well, you can't beat that. I mean, goodness sakes. When you start talking about the barbecue there, I'm going, all right, let's go. Family of three every day.
So, we'll sign you up.
There we go. Sign us up. This is going to be great. Ladies, is there anything else that I've missed? I mean, like I said, I'm kind of a newbie here, so I'm taking this all in. This is great information.
Well, just a couple other attractions to point out, different things that are happening, is on Thursday night, one of our big things is our Washington County Cattle Women's Pie and Basket Auction. Mm-hmm. The Cattle Women's put a lot of money back into our community and to our youth and beef promotion. So come out and support them by buying a homemade pie or a basket full of goodies. And on Friday, we're going to have the Oldies and Goodies Car Club. It's going to do a car exhibition. So come out and see some of those old hot rods and fancied up things, as well as the horse drill team will be doing some things. And from 12 to 5, Oklahoma Blood Institute will have their blood mobile. So come out, save a life, donate some blood.
Roll up for the mystery tour, as they say. Roll up.
And
rock
then
and
that,
roll up.
That evening, we are bringing Washington County Show Us Your Talent contest. In the past, there had been a small talent show. It kind of dropped it off the last few years. We decided to give it a shot again, so it's free to enter. We want to see those people that have some talent, whether it's with their yo-yo or singing or playing the piano.
You know, there are people out and about that have some unusual talent or something unusual they do that's just absolutely entertaining. It might be the only thing that they do, but it's one of those things that's, we got to go see got to go see Art. We got to go see Bill. We got to go see Maggie do that thing. So that sounds like a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We also have turtle races for the kids.
Turtle races.
And we're going to have a sunflower seed spitting contest as well. So if you feel like you are going to be the champion at that, we hope that you come out and try your spit at it.
And then wrapping up on Saturday, Saturday morning is our pet show.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's a turtle or a dog or a cat or a bird or a chicken, anything goes. Bring your pet. There's divisions from the best trick to the best dressed to the best noise to all kinds. Most look like, all kinds of categories. So come up and enter up in that. And then the livestock show starts at noon. That's where all of our kids will display their cattle, sheep, pigs, all of those things. Also got some dancing going on for entertainment there as well. And we'll have a great day on Saturday to wrap it up. Exhibits are released at 6 o'clock, so make sure you come out before then.
Okay, great. Well, you know, the price is right. Free to get in. You know, it costs you a little bit for your munchables and your sippables. But other than that, it's going to be a great time, and it's going to be very inclusive. A lot of different things for the family to take in. And it'd be a good thing just to feast your eyes on some of the things that have stayed traditional and other things that are looking more forward in our community.
Correct.
All righty. This has been great. That's the Washington County Free Fair, and that's coming up September
5th, 6th, and 7th.
Don't miss a day. Don't miss a meal. And it's going to be out there at the fairgrounds in Dewey. And Christy and Shannon, thank you very much for being with us today on One-on-One. And so we do a kind of a bonus community connection here today in order to bring some information out to folks who may have just moved here. I'm finding that a lot of people are just moving here to Washington County, and a chance to take in some of the sights, smells, sounds. We can say smells, but we can cooking, right?
Yes.
The livestock is a little different thing. Unless you're a city slicker and that's foreign to you, and you're just coming here for the first time. Huh, what's that? It smells like money.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
All right, thank you very much, and I appreciate you being a special guest with us today here on K1.
An anonymous source has admitted that...
I want names, pal.
Admitted that...
Names.
Admitted that we're the source for news, weather, and traffic.
Huh? K1, the...